You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The fuck was that?
Some porn.
Oh, I thought you had an anime bitch in your room.
Nah, I wish.
Welcome, listeners, to this episode of the Podcasting League of Super Acquaintances. Here's your host, the incredible Meme Man.
Memes!
And your co-host, the mediocre Bionicle Boy.
Hey, you know I can hear you, right?
Together in collaboration with superheroes around the world, they are the Podcasting League of Super Acquaintances.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to a new episode of the Podcasting League of Super Acquaintances. As usual, I'm your host, the Incredible Meme Man. And as always, with me is
the CBT Bionicle Boy.
Sorry. Fuck. I have to change my settings in the middle of recording. All right, let's go. And today, it's been, I don't know, it's not been too long, you know? It's only been a couple months. It's only been a couple months. I mean, May... August, is there really any difference between those 2 months? I don't see it. Anyways.
COVID cases have been like the same.
Yeah.
Nothing new has happened.
Yeah, nothing new has happened. That's... Sure, let's just go with that. That's why we haven't had a new episode in so long.
Yeah.
But this episode is just, Well, it is a real episode, but it's not a full episode. You know what I'm saying? This is just...
It's like a wish episode.
Yeah, it's a PLSA episode that you would get on wish.com. But this episode is just like letting everyone know that we're still a thing. We're still a thing. You can still listen
we're
to
still
our
together.
Podcast.
We're not like LMFAO where we break up after one album that was pretty fire.
Every day I'm shuffling. Oh, fuck yeah. That's my favorite song, dude. Party rock is in the house tonight.
Alright. we'll have a karaoke themed episode. It's okay.
Oh, we should do that. That would be poggers, bro.
That would be pretty poggers.
Wait, yeah, that's another karaoke thing in the... 3 months that we've been away, I've picked up saying poggers, which, if you don't know what poggers is, that is a Twitch emote. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because it became a meme, or if it's because I've been spending too much time watching Twitch, or whatever. I've just started saying poggers now. I don't know why. And I hate it. I hate myself for it.
That tier 3 sub to Pokimane will make you watch her every day.
Shut up, bro. Don't tell everyone about that.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, the main goal of this episode is, again, to let you know we're alive. we're fine, in case anyone was actually worried or remembered this podcast was a thing. But also, we're just... you know, not planning out the future, because we already have a little bit of it planned out, but telling you the future and where, what kind of ideas we have coming down the tube, coming down the line, coming down your face.
Got him.
All right, so, first up, which we will record this episode tomorrow, is we have a Pirates of the Caribbean episode coming. And
That's got to be the best pirate I've ever seen.
So it would seem. Anyways, I'm a massive fan of Pirates of the Caribbean. More specifically, the first three movies, because the last two are... But we will have a full-on in-depth review of all of those movies, mostly focusing on the first three, but we will talk about the last two, and that will be coming a week after whenever this one, this episode goes up. And, of course, that one will have Jaime on it. If, in case you miss Jaime while we're recording, we had to remind him of his place. we're also going to talk about the DC fandom event, or fandome, or whatever they're calling it, which is happening on Saturday, as we're recording this, this coming Saturday. We're going to see what kind of news comes out of that. I
hope they kind of talk about what they're going to do with Joker.
I hope that they don't, because why can't they just let it be a standalone movie? Whatever. We'll get to that. We'll get to all that next week. We're also going to have a very special Halloween special led by someone who may or may not be on this call right now.
I have no clue who's going to lead that episode, honestly. I don't even know what episode you're talking about. We're talking about my lead episode, though. My second one, that's going to be hopefully better than the Cloverfield episode. Even though the Cloverfield episode,
Jacob, I think you mean just as good, if not better. Because just the Cloverfield episode is our magnum opus.
I'm pretty sure that's our most listened episode, honestly. Because, you know, Cloverfield is such a big franchise.
Yeah, it's
big
a
franchise.
Massive franchise. And that everyone loves.
It's not
loves.
Like it's the same 50 fans asking for...
It's not like it's the same, you know, handful of people bugging J.J. Abrams to release a movie. Alright.
But we're going to be talking about what would have been the sequel to the acclaimed horror movie, slasher movie, from 2003, Freddy vs. Jason. So we're talking about the sequel.
As of recording this, I have no clue
what?
Anything.
Yeah, he's
about
never seen
I've,
Freddy
I've
vs.
Jason.
I've never
seen Freddy vs.
Jason. I don't even think he's seen any of the Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
I have seen, what was the Michael Bay one? The shitty one?
He did both of those. The remakes.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was bad. I have seen the
Johnny Depp, aka Jack Sparrow.
Wow, now you have my attention. I have seen the first Friday the 13th, like the first one without
the original.
Yeah.
With his mommy, Pamela Voorhees. Ooh, that movie has Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon, one of the world's mightiest heroes.
Yes. He's an Avenger.
Yes, he is.
So the episode's going to be about the sequel to Freddy vs. Jason, which is Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash Williams from Evil Dead / Army of Darkness, and Ash vs. Evil Dead. And then what would have been maybe the third movie, if the second movie got made, Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash Nightmare Warriors, which involves all of the survivors from all the franchises, and Ash Williams, because, yeah.
Anyways, I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't sound lit, Because it sounds like a total fuckfest, but in a
Trust me, good way. It is a big fuckfest. Especially the sequel. That's a fucking orgy.
We also have an Avatar The Last Airbender and potentially Korra, The Legend of Korra. Episode or two episodes coming down the line, because I know Jaime just started watching The Legend of Korra for the first time. I'm about to start watching The Legend of Korra for the first time. And Jacob, where are you on The Legend of Korra?
I watched Avatar The Last Airbender when I was a child, and now I'm rewatching it, and then I've seen a total of 10 minutes of The Legend of Korra.
Amazing.
Yep, I have no fucking clue what goes on in this show.
Yeah, I have no clue either, other than Jaime just told me that every single person in that show is an asshole, and that makes me want to watch it even more. But yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender is super near and dear to my heart. That's definitely going to be a fun episode.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Who? What are you, a fucking owl?
Who asked?
God damn it!
Oh, man. I missed recording.
Yeah, it's been a while. Also, in October, October's gonna be a big month for us, because...
Big month.
Because you know how big of Star Wars month. Fans we are. So,
yep.
In October, we're gonna have Mandalorian Season 2, potentially. Most likely. We will also have the Lego Star Wars the Suck. I just said the Suck. Jesus Christ, I can't talk. We will also have Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga releasing in October. I believe October 20th, to be exact. But that's going to be amazing. And that's going to be a super epic, dope month for us. I'm pretty sure that all of us will watch Mandalorian Season 2 as soon as it drops. Or we will watch it episode by episode. And like we did, at least for a little while, for Season 1, we will go over each episode as it drops. And I'm pretty sure, I know at least Jacob and I will play through LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. And speaking of LEGO Star Wars, I gotta get this off my chest.
He's gotta get it off his chest.
I've had this pent up inside me for at least a week now. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm super into LEGO Star Wars right now. I have no clue why. I absolutely no clue. It was like random. It just started. Anyways, a super popular, probably the most popular LEGO set that without a doubt, the most popular LEGO set that I've ever seen in my lifetime. The 501st Legion Clone Troopers set that released, I want to say mid-August. Yes, a week ago, and everyone's going crazy for it. It has been the shittiest of shit shows trying to buy these sets, and fortunately I was able to get two. Because I made sure to check, my super secret special website that no one else totally uses called BrickSeek. And I made sure that as soon as the Target that was near me had them in stock, that I would go and get them. And I got two of those set. And if I really wanted to, I could have gotten all four. And remember, four. Remember that number. I could have gotten all four of them if I wanted to. But I was like, no, I'm not going to be... I could have flexed. I could have flexed and been like, not, no one else is getting them. But I left them. And I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, you should leave them for the kids. The kids want to play with the Legos. Leave them for kids. And also leave them for everyone else. Everyone, let everyone get it. What does it look like? Do we live in the Soviet Union? I didn't think so. So, I got two, which was half of the stock there. And the reason I got two is because I didn't need an army of them right now. I'm fine with six regular 501sts and two jet troopers. But Lego made the absolute worst decision ever I've ever seen. And that is, they produced the same amount of that set, which has been petitioned for 2 years. And literally every single post from Lego, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, every single post for the past 2 years, the comments have been filled with, we want a 501st battle pack. So, why did Lego make the battle pack, but then they made the same amount of that battle pack as they did the rest of the sets in the wave? Because they made the same amount of that battle pack as the amount of super, not super expensive, but the more expensive set in that wave, which is the AT-AT. That is so stupid. That is, they should have a box of that wave, which is four of each of those sets in that wave, except for the 501st battle pack, and then have an entire box dedicated to the 501st battle pack, because that is the only way that people will be able to get these sets now. Because ever since last week, it's been out of stock everywhere. The day after I went and got those sets, you could not get them anywhere. And yes, they are just releasing. And hopefully that changes, the availability changes. But I don't see it changing anytime soon. And another thing is, at my Target, no one buys Lego. Like,
at his Target, nobody buys Lego.
God damn it. I hate you, Jacob. But it's insane. So earlier, when we first started to self-quarantine, everyone was going out and buying Lego. And the Lego factories shut down earlier in the year, for obvious reasons. And everyone was buying Lego sets, right? Because what are you going to do in your house all day? And guess whose Lego aisle was fully stocked in through quarantine, and still has some of the same almost all of the same exact sets? My Target. So that right there shows you that there people will go out of their way, like hours out of their way, to get this set. So why isn't Lego producing more of it when it's clearly the most popular set? Anyways, that's enough of my rant. I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent there. Anyways, moving on from that, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I said earlier we're gonna have some potential guests. One of those guests being a returning guest, Jay Hernandez, who has gained a lot of popularity since he came on here. I mean, I can only assume that's clearly from us. I mean,
we're
super popular.
We popping. We're not Ben Shapiro's wife.
Wait, can we talk about that?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Talk about how Ben Shapiro's wife doesn't have a wet ass pussy.
excuse me. Wet ass P word.
Oh yes. Yes.
Now, let's just hypothetically say that these women did have wet ass P words. So if you don't
these
know,
women, a wet ass P word is a liberal conspiracy. The wet ass P word doesn't exist because I for one have never seen a wet ass P word. And two, the tribe of Talibans that aided in the 9/11 bombing worked for the wet ass P words. So if I'm being 100% honest, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion talking about wet ass P words is a national terrorism organization.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't want our kids knowing the wet ass P word is a terrorist organization. Because my wife's not a terrorist. My wife does not have a wet ass P word.
If you don't know the context for this, we talked about it on the weekly show, but Ben Shapiro was complaining about hearing the song Wet Ass Pussy.
WAP.
WAP. Yes. WAP. On the radio. And hold on. Let me find the video. He read out the lyrics on his YouTube show, and it is the funniest thing ever, and I think this has to be meme of the year.
DiCaprio was meme twice this year so far,
but just listen.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
I said certified freak. There's some 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you effing with some wet ass P word. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass P word. Give me everything you've got for this wet ass P word. Beat it up, N word, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this P word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want a ride. I do a kegel, well, it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This P word is wet, come take a dive. It continued along these lines. And it gets significantly more vulgar. Like, a lot more vulgar.
That's kind of hot.
That has to be best meme this year.
If I'm being 110% sure, this is definitely Ben Shapiro when he dives into his wife wet ass P word. Hold on.
I already know what you're gonna do.
Where am I?
Yep. Yep. I know it.
Oh my god. Ben Shapiro when he dives into his wife's wet ass P word.
And the best part is, he was saying that no women's vagina should be that wet. And he said it's a medical condition. And he asked his wife, who's a doctor? And she... it has to be that the only reason his wife agreed with him that these women probably have a medical condition is probably just to make him not feel bad for never turning her on. Oh my god.
Let's just say hypothetically you've been a bad girl. Hypothetically that you're daddy's bad girl, okay?
God.
Oh my god.
I already loved the Ben Shapiro memes before this, but this is just, this takes the fucking cake. Anyways. Yeah, that's Ben Shapiro. How'd we get to Ben Shapiro? We were talking about Jay Hernandez.
I don't know.
But yeah, Jay Hernandez is gonna come back on the show.
Probably because his posing game be like that WAP.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I think we should delete that part.
No, I'm keeping that.
Okay.
And we also might have...
This one I'm really excited about. Not that I'm not excited about Jay.
I mean,
I love Jay. We've talked
kinda
to
sounds
Jay.
Like you're not excited really about Jay. We also might have the one and only D-Amazing on, which will be really cool.
Woo!
Because everyone on this podcast is a massive fan of D-Amazing and everything he does.
Oh, yes. I'm the number one fanboy.
I used to be the number one fanboy, but then I guess Jacob took my place.
You're his friend.
Am I his friend?
If I do recall, you got a lot of clout off of his cable video that he did of your custom.
Oh god, don't give me PTSD flashbacks.
PTSD.
Permission to suck dick. Oh my god.
But if I do say there are some whores in this house with that wet SP word.
God, that, okay. So yeah, we might have a couple guests on. More, and also, another guest, you might know him as Zamfoti Art, or you might know him as Thick Nick. He's gonna be on sometime in the near future.
Yes, Sexy Man Nick.
AKA Ruby Rose, so, she can talk about Batwoman and why she quit. Had to get that joke in there. Jacob doesn't get it because he doesn't support anyone except himself. I'm kidding.
I supported Ben Shapiro and his rap community.
God damn.
With his wet ass P-word.
Anyways, that's pretty much everything we have coming down the line. Everything we have planned out. So that's a good few weeks of content coming. At least until October, then we gotta do this again. Or we might take another 3-month break, who knows?
Maybe we'll spice it up this time and do it 4 months.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe, just maybe, we won't ever do it again.
You know what? In December, I am taking a plane ride to California.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you my plane's gonna crash, bro.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
You ever seen Final Destination?
No, do not say that. No, fuck you.
The FBI don't is gonna be that. On my
you're
ass.
You're gonna jinx the FBI's on your ass, bro. But yeah. Just expect us to start posting again. it's been too long, and essentially there's no real reason why we didn't. We just didn't do it. But now we're gonna do
lazy.
It. Yeah, we just be lazy.
We have lives too.
No, we don't. Don't lie to the audience. You don't have a life.
Adam, I was working 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's the real reason we sort of
my titanium ring.
That, and also, there was an episode we tried to record back in June. And that went down the shitter real quick.
Dude, so much has happened in between our last recording.
Has it, though?
For me, yeah.
Well, yeah, for you, but for Jaime and I, we've just been chilling in the house. Chilling in the crib.
In the crib. I social distance outside of my house.
Yeah, by going to other people's house, you idiot.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, Adam, that I'd be getting that wet-ass pure...
Okay.
There's some boars in this house.
Anyways, with that, we're gonna call it here. Also, expect a new intro soon.
Ooh, maybe we'll get not a new next intro?
Maybe. It depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling productive, we will get a new intro. If I'm not feeling productive, I'll ask the
intro. Are you gonna make a cover of WAP?
Oh God!
Please make a cover of WAP, please. I'll be Cardi B.
No, no. Oh God! Why'd you put that idea into my head?
I'll be Cardi B.
Oh, I hate you, Jacob. All right. That's it. That's everything. You can find me on Instagram at @urban_spidey. You can also find me on YouTube. Just look up Urban Spidey. So, Jacob, where can we find you?
You can find me on blackpeoplemeet.com. No, I'm kidding. Don't cut that out.
I'm going to keep that in.
You can find me on Instagram at jobhole. YouTube, jobhole, with my... most viewed video at over 650 views. I'm so excited. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
If you wanna, I don't know. Yeah.
All right then. And with that, thank you very much for listening, and please enjoy Ben Shapiro singing that.
There's some whores in this house. I said certified freak. There's some 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that pull out game weak. Yeah, you effin' with some wet ass P word. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass P word. Give me everything you've got for this wet ass P word. Beat it up, N word, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this P word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This P word is wet, come take a dive. And continue along these lines. And it gets significantly more vulgar. Like, a lot more vulgar.
Alright.
Peace out.
Epic.
Is that going to be your outro?
Yeah, that's going to be the outro song.
Bad. I'm so happy now. I don't think anything's going to ever top Tango Pumped Up Kicks.
That is a pretty hype song.
He's like, that's all the time I've got. I've got to go play Animal Crossing New Horizon on my Nintendo Switch. Well, all the ding, other keys ding, with the
ding, 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 ding. Robot with a quick gun. He look around the room. He gon' tell you his plan.
I missed that part of quarantine.
Yeah, the crazy, wild now part of quarantine. Now when we're just in the depressed part of quarantine.